It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
Fuck, what fucking episode even is it?
105, isn't it?
105, he says. 103 was Breezy Balloons.
104
was Lot Lizards. Yep, 105.
105.
105, that feels good. There's something about a triple-digit number that just drives me wild. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we talked about this before, but Bill Cosby, in 2023, rumored is to be going on tour.
Really?
Would you... Okay. Obviously, we're not... Okay. If you were given tickets, would you go?
Am I going? Yes. Am I wearing a large brim hat?
So you're going? Like, if someone, like, just... you want a raffle. Someone's like, hey, you want free front row tickets
to Bill...
Yeah, hell of a raffle. That raffle's not getting any funding.
No.
If they want a raffle, they're like, hey, Bill Cosby's comeback. You get first front row ticket for free. You're going to go?
I think I would go as a joke, you know?
Don't do that.
No, I mean, dude, I don't want people knowing I... You know?
So you wouldn't go as a joke. You'd say you went as a joke.
No, I'm going as a joke. I'm just saying, like...
I mean, I don't think I would go. He's 85. Like, I'm not...
I don't think he's funny. I just want to be like...
He was funny back in the day. I mean,
I think I just want to see,
of course,
like...
Of course, he's a piece of shit, but...
I just want to see, like... I mean, it's one of those, like, once-in-a-lifetime chances. Like, you know, imagine, like, 20 years, like, yeah, remember when Bill Cosby went back on tour? I won tickets, and I fucking went. Like, that's kind of crazy. I mean, people do things, you know, for the story, kind of. I don't know. Are you going?
Probably not.
No?
No?
I figured we would go together.
I probably wouldn't go. No, I don't think.
Is it close? Because I'm not driving an hour.
I don't know. I was a hypothetical thing. So you'd go?
I would think about it.
That's a controversial.
I know. It's not to support him. I didn't buy the tickets. I won them. I'm not supporting.
That's true. That's true.
I won them. It's more like I got nothing going on tonight. You know, might as well, kind of thing.
Yeah. Welcome back, Slapdicks Around the Lunch Table, episode
105.
105.
Bam. God, such a big number.
First and foremost, want to thank our sponsors, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Lift Stallion, Never Be Tamed. Wellness fitness page started by ATLD's own Brandon Badiato. You can stream Monday through Friday, I think, still. You can look it up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way, Badiato, Battiato. And James?
Got Moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they are your premier mole exterminator, using chemical-free methods to get rid of those unwanted pests that keep pestering your lawn. Also, they are having a new branch called Atlas Aeration, which is all of your lawn needs. I have no idea what the fuck that means. That rhymed. Also, patreon.com/aroundthelunchtable patreon.com/ATLT. For exclusive content, episodes early-ish. And last but not least, make sure you check out the State Champ Podcast, who is dropping episodes Tuesday morning. So if you need a little love, a little drive on your way to work, make sure you check that out. Z, it's fucking Tuesday. We're feeling good. You know, we actually went a little classy with the Coors Banquets here. It's been a while. When I think of these, I think of our apartment in Eugene. Because we would always...
I haven't had one of these in a long
time. It's been a long time. What would you say is like a classy beer? Like, say you're going to a nice restaurant, but you don't want a cocktail.
Probably a Stella.
That's what God. Great minds think alike.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little skunky.
Yeah.
It's a little skunky. I like
the bottle too. You know?
It's cool. But then what I don't like is the glass. It looks like I'm drawing attention to myself. When they bring it out in that nice, fancy glass, it's like just...
I like the glass.
It's... I don't know. I just want to have this.
With the gold rim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it's real gold?
No, I don't.
No?
No. Why would it be?
It's fool's gold for fools.
Oh, yeah. It's
what is fool's gold?
It's not real gold, but it looks like gold.
Didn't they just like bite it? Just like pawn shops used to do that. They'd be like, bite the gold because gold is actually kind of mushy.
Is that true?
Apparently it's a very malleable metal. Yeah, it's a very soft metal, which is why a lot of coins had teeth marks in them,
no way that's true.
That's very true. It's a very soft metal.
What?
Yeah.
Don't they use gold on in the NASA helmet and stuff because it's super strong and shit? Like what?
It's not because it's super strong. It's very conductive. Yes.
So are you telling me
If gold you is have, a soft metal.
Okay, if I go get one of my gold $20 coins, you could bite it and leave teeth marks?
Yeah.
Bullshit!
Yes, dude.
There's no
pure gold,
way.
Man. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's soft.
So if I go get the coin and you put it, you could bite it and put teeth marks on it.
I'm not going to try and bite it. I have nice teeth. I'm not going to try to bite it.
But you said it's valuable.
I don't know if it's real gold.
It is. It's a $20 gold coin.
Okay, if that whole coin was gold, it would be worth far more than $20.
It's worth like a couple hundred bucks.
You said it's a $20 gold coin. It's worth $20.
But it's real gold. So in weight.
Dude, if that coin is, okay, a coin this big is worth like $2,500 in fucking gold. You're saying the coin that big is worth 20?
It's bigger than that.
Exactly. If it's bigger than that, it should be worth more than 20 bucks.
It's worth more than 20 bucks, yes. But I'm saying it's not.
Then why is it called a $20 gold coin?
Because that's what it is. When it was made, they called it a $20 gold coin.
Oh, you have a coin from like the 1700s.
Okay. Anyways, let's not, aside from the fact that this guy just said he could put teeth marks and bite into a gold coin or just gold. So if a gold nugget, you're just going to go.
No, I'm just saying it's a malleable metal. It's very. Dude. Hey, get the fuck
okay,
out of
here. Okay, a malleable metal does not mean you could bite into it. A malleable metal means you can work with it.
Okay.
Like a blacksmith.
Okay. we're fucking looking this up.
Is it malleable? That's different than you could, but you said you could bite into it.
Gold coin teeth marks. Here we go.
If it's like melted.
Biting gold whoa. Biting gold coins. Testing in the old days. Many people are curious to know why in the old days it was common to bite gold coins or other kinds of items made of gold to confirm whether they were not real. This practical yet crude method was used for the authentication of gold since the metal is very malleable.
I didn't say it's not malleable, but if you get a gold nugget,
bite it.
If you get a gold, you're not doing that without hurting your teeth. There's no way.
Today, the practice of biting gold coins seems unhygienic and imprecise. However, centuries ago, the technology and processes...
Centuries ago, they did it, so...
So the timing means it's
no,
not true?
No, but doesn't mean they didn't bite their teeth in half.
Centuries ago, the technology and processes to accurately determine gold purity were not available to the average person, making identification of real gold a genuine concern. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yeah, that's all it says about it. But yes, people would bite it.
I didn't say people wouldn't bite it. Quora. I'm telling you, you told me that you could bite into a gold coin and you'd be fine. And like,
I never said you would be fine.
Oh, you said yeah, you could bite into it. You didn't say.
I didn't say you could just bite into it. I'm saying they used to do that.
I didn't say that
fake
they used to
gold
do that.
Coins are usually made of lead with a thin coating of gold because only lead is heavy enough to give the right weight. You cannot actually fuck. You cannot actually make a tooth mark in a gold coin. Gold is a very soft metal, but it isn't that soft. And the coin.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. Apparently this guy, whatever.
I didn't say, I don't know about they used to bite coin. What are we doing? When you said, yeah, you could bite into it, I'm like, no.
Okay, I'm just saying it was a way in the ancient times to check it. Apparently.
Okay, well, I know. Well, yeah, but malleable metals does not mean you could bite into it.
Okay,
you know
sorry. I guess I was wrong.
We were both wrong.
I guess history, yes, we were both wrong. Yeah. Speaking of.
We were both wrong.
Speaking of ancient times, we're having a toga party soon. Very excited about that.
Yeah, and you sent a fucking pharaoh outfit.
That was
in the
a joke.
Chat. I don't know.
I could see Jack rolling up with that.
100%.
What do you mean?
Because it's different than everyone else's.
Okay, I did look at a toga with a cape, and I was like, I'm tempted, but I didn't do it.
Dude, we could. You know what we could do? We could go. They have those ones. From what's that movie, Gladiator, when the king wore that one with the cape, like the ancient, I like the ancient Rome ones.
Yes, exactly.
Really a big fan of the ancient Rome ones.
I believe, so togas, now that's a very Greek theme, but it originated in Rome, and then now it was more adapted in Greek culture.
Makes sense.
And so I'm very excited for that. I wish that was a thing nowadays. Imagine
togas?
Imagine if that was just like fucking normal, dude.
I never understood the sandals. It was like a...
Well, they're
it was
in
like,
a hot climate.
Okay, I'm saying it literally just looked like 9 shoelaces tied around up to their shin. I guess the thing's not coming off.
Oh, the thing. Well, girls...
So it's built for speed and comfort.
Yes, but I actually... Some girls have those kind of sandals.
I've seen them.
I think they're pretty hot. I like it. When they cut, it's
might
not,
have lost me there.
It's not the big leather ones.
Might
it's like,
have lost
it's the
me there, buddy.
Hold on, it's a thinner material that they like kind of strap.
Yeah,
up.
Gladiator sandals are hot. No,
that's
I
not
see.
What I'm saying. I'm saying the
ones that go up. I know what you're talking
modern
about.
Day.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, modern day. What they go lower?
No, I'm saying it's not like a leather strap that's like an inch and a half
wide. But there's
wide.
A few little straps.
Yeah, it's like a little
thing. And it goes and up around their ankle and the bottom of their shin, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not a foot guy, but I think it's a hot accessory.
Me either, but I just, I don't know. I don't know.
Really? What do you think's the hottest accessory for a fucking woman? Just accessory.
Hottest accessory?
Yeah. I don't know. I like the big hoops, the big hoop earrings.
Big hoops can work, depending. Maybe rings.
Rings are hot.
Maybe rings.
I do like rings. The big hoops are kind of like,
but also the big hoops, it's hit or miss depending. It's hit or miss.
Oh no, you don't.
Because
do
then
one
it just reminds me. Then it reminds me of church sometimes. Like the big old ladies wear big ass hoops to church. Well, I don't know. It just.
I guess my mind doesn't go there. I think of just like.
Well, your mind goes there with Roman sandals though.
It does.
So different strokes, different folks.
And that it is. Know? I think the big hoop is kind of like. I don't know. It's like a classy woman, but comes from money. You know. I don't know.
It could. I
don't even know if that's true. I think it just gives off of just like, it gives off a hot vibe to me. I'm not talking about the ones that are like super big or like those fucking.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're hot. What I don't like is that nowadays people just wear shit that's fucking stupid. Like those big red boots.
Those are funny as fuck.
They're funny as fuck. But I feel like that was just a test to be like, are people going to like buy
They look
this?
Like Lego shoes, dude.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of them, but they look funny as fuck. They're only like a couple $100.
Well, should we get some?
Well, they're sold out everywhere. They're really hard to get, apparently. Hey, tell me that's all you had to do is make shoes like that, and then, I don't know.
Well, you just had to get Lil Wayne to wear them, and fucking...
Oh, he's not wearing them, yeah.
Dude, there's fucking scalpers for big red boots now. God.
Big red boots.
Big red boots, yeah. But, no, I don't know. I guess as a celebrity, you're allowed to dress.
Well, celebrities are allowed to do like weird and risky things because it's like, oh, well, they're celebrities.
Did we talk about this in the last episode when Lady Gaga had someone vomit?
Yeah, we
on
talked
her?
About. Yeah,
did
yeah,
we talk
yeah.
about that?
That was weird. Yeah, we did talk about that.
Why is that not talked about more? That was strange.
I don't know. It's super fucking weird.
That is strange. People in the upper echelons of shit do weird stuff, and sometimes we're just like, oh, it's art or something. But at some point,
oh yeah, it's super fucking weird.
Like at some point it is like you're having some girl throw up on you. I don't know.
This is unrelated, but I have a question. I was just staring at the box right here. It says Petco on it. So how do places like Petco, PetSmart, are there that many people buying their pet things only there? Or like, is there that much foot traffic going through those places that they, okay, listen, PetSmart, they're huge places, huge. They're big ass fucking stores. The overhead is probably super. Are you telling me they're making that much money?
With Amazon, how?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't get it.
With the business model, I'm saying, okay, the place is so big. It's like
a lot of real estate.
It's literally like the size of Safeway, some of them. It's literally, if not bigger. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. There's a lot of things for your pets, but how often are you really going here?
No, 100%. I feel like somehow, you ever thought that like we don't understand business fully? Because sometimes they're like, oh, we've been hemorrhaging $95 million. We've been losing $95 million
a year. That could be true.
But then they're like, but their stock's worth a certain amount. And it's like, I don't
get it. There's no way they're not slowly declining with all the Amazon, the online things. There's no fucking way.
They have to.
There's no way.
Can you buy pets online? Probably. You can. I'm pretty sure you can.
I don't know.
No, you can get them shipped because when I was looking for a cat, it was like, oh, this one's.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. That's a little harsh.
Well, no, someone just gets it in like a van or something, or they like sedate the fuck out of it.
So if Petco, PetSmart, like, I don't even know if they still sell pets. Do they sell pets like in the store?
They have to, right?
I don't know. But I know they used to.
I saw a parrot.
So when they do, I want to know. So first of all, how do they acquire those? And number two, what is their cut? Off a parrot or a dog or a cat. You know what I mean? I'm saying,
how much markup's
okay,
on this fucking
rat? If you're
rat?
Looking at the business, if you're looking at the business, no, seriously, think about it. How many pet do you have to sell to be profit? It's crazy. How?
There is that fucking store on 410, Tropical Fish World and Pets.
That's what I'm saying. And somehow.
It's a big warehouse somehow, on the highway.
Somehow all of the places they're open still. I don't understand. And then there's restaurants closing down because people can't. Well, I don't get it. I don't get it.
There's a few.
Something's going on.
There's a few factors here. One, I want to bring up sourcing the pets.
Yeah, that's okay. That's my biggest thing. Sourcing. I want to know where they get it, how they get it, and what the markup is. Do they buy it from someone?
How do they ship it?
Is it a donation?
What are the logistics?
Yeah. How, you know, is there PetSmart gliders and they just fucking throw them over here?
No, I think
this is a good conversation. No, I think it's worthy to bring up.
I think it's with like the birds and the weird ones. It's like, oh, I have a... You know, I have a pet fucking snake. You know, there's, I know there's people into anything and I get that, but the people that are like, oh, like I'm a parrot breeder. Okay, cool. But like, do you have to have a license? How do you sell that to Petco? And then they have like fish. Like, I just don't get the logistics of it. Are they coming in semi trucks? Like yeah, every week?
Okay. So, okay. There's this place called Holmes Farm supplies animals to hundreds of pet stores along the East Coast, according to PETA, including chains like Petco, PetSmart, and Pet Supplies Plus.
Hmm.
So all of the cats at Petco / PetSmart are from an animal shelter or most or animal rescue group. These stories don't.
Okay.
These stores don't sell cats or kittens. Instead, they team up with local shelters to provide a space where kitties who need homes can meet a variety of different people who are likely already animal lovers. But how do they get their cut? They're not doing that for free.
Exactly. I don't understand.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying. They're not going to take up real estate in their business for free.
They're a nonprofit, aren't they?
I don't know.
Probably.
Wait.
God. Nonprofits, man. When we found out Rolex was a nonprofit, blew my mind. We should be a nonprofit.
PetSmart is a nonprofit.
There it is.
With a mission to find lifelong, loving homes for all pets, and to those who aren't, we kill them. I don't understand.
What do they... Oh, that's a good question, Z. What do they do with the pets that don't sell?
Oh.
What do? They don't... They can't
well,
just
I mean,
put them
I,
back
I
in
doubt
the
they're actually going to tell us, but...
No, I mean, I highly doubt they just leave them in the cage to, like... That's probably what they do. They just sit
we
there.
We take them up to the mountains in Switzerland to a cool little farm and they all chill and they're all taken care of by mysterious money we don't know where it's from.
No, dude, to be honest, they probably just let it sit in that cage until it's expired. You know, they treat it like fucking produce.
It depends on a lot of things. With animals that are special needs, most pet stores just euthanize them as they don't want to spend money on their vet care.
Some
pet stores will just euthanize an animal when it gets to a certain age or put them up for adoption because euthanize them because younger animals are more appealing to people. That's fucked.
Jesus. That's really fucked.
And if there's young ones that don't sell, they usually give them away.
Give them away, but someone has to take them.
That's why giving away, I would assume. Okay, the point is, all of these chains, like Petco, PetSmart, how the fuck do they pay their bills? There's no way there's that many people.
I mean, I went there one time in my whole life, and I had to get a box. That was it. They are fucking expensive, though. They mark shit up the ass. Like, I have to guess. I would think, but...
Wait, okay. If you had to guess how much PetSmart makes a year, what would you guess?
Well, they're a non-profit. They can't make profit.
Or I mean, how much are they worth? No fucking way!
What, like $500 million or something?
$7 billion.
How? Dude,
how is PetSmart worth?
Dude, that's what I'm fucking saying, dude. It's like these. Okay, a great example. It's like Uber or some shit, right? Okay,
I get that.
No. I'm saying as an example of like a company, they fucking like had a loss in profit like 4 years in a row, but they're worth a certain amount with like their stock or some. Like I don't get it.
There's something that we just don't understand. Maybe I don't know.
Well, if we get these 4X kids on here, they would definitely probably teach us.
Okay, apparently in 2014, PetSmart was sold for $8.7 billion. How the fuck?
Who bought that?
Who bought it? How is it worth?
Who's just like, hey, I'll take that.
So PetSmart agreed on Sunday, this is obviously in 2014, to sell itself to a group led by the investment firm BC Partners for about $8.7 billion. How are they? Okay, how do you value... I don't understand.
I guess someone's job. If there's an animal that you like, what do you think is the scariest animal that would take over? Like,
what do you mean?
Like in Planet
of the
Apes.
Like realistic? Or
yeah,
I would
Planet
say
of the Apes,
chimps got to be one of them. Chimps are freaky. When they're babies, they're cute. And I would love to have one. But
so
dude,
are humans.
They're scary. They're scary. I would say some type of chimp or something.
Hmm.
Or like ostriches are scary. Bro.
I could see rats doing it, dude. They're getting bigger. They're getting smarter.
Rats are fucking creepy, dude. And they're huge.
Dude, fucking ginormous. But on top of that, you have like, here's the thing. If there's like 20 apes coming at me, I feel like I could outsmart them because they have.
How? What would you do? They can climb, they can jump. What do you, how are you going to get away?
Okay, say we're in like an open field, right? I think
you're definitely fucked then.
I think that like they would maybe overthink things. Rats just like go. They have one speed and it's just go. and they're just going to overwhelm you. Like, I feel like the apes might try to strategize, and I could capitalize
on
that.
The apes would probably... What do you mean? Rats would be way... Are you telling me chimps would be easier to outsmart than rats?
I just feel like there's a lot more rats than chimps, and if the rats actually tried to get a... Like, if they...
Well, the rats would probably just avoid you, because they don't even...
No, though, these
rats in my hypothetical.
These rats are fucking real, dude.
Okay, well, I think you'd probably be more shape with chimps.
What is yours? Chimps?
Probably one of them, yeah.
I think I could take chimps.
You could take chimps. They're dicks, dude. They're freaks.
Rats are dicks. They're all dicks.
Dude, chimps like fucking eat people's faces off and bite your fingers off and shit.
Oh, hey, speaking of parrots, I'm going to read a dream I had the other day that I wrote down. You ready?
Wait, what? A dream?
I had a dream. Okay.
Okay.
I had a dream. I was living at my parents' house and a parrot was in my room.
Okay.
And I was like, the fuck are you doing here? Get out, right?
What was said parrot's name? It was nameless.
The parrot was nameless. So then I'm just kind of like, dude, like, get out. Like, how long have you been here? As I'm escorting...
And he grabs his top out and walks out.
Yeah, he does a little jig. The fucking parrot, but he was the size of like a turkey. Okay.
That's actually freaky.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like birds, bro.
So then as it's leaving my parents' house, okay, it stands up kind of like a flamingo and it turns into a woman, but it's still kind of a parrot and it looks at me and I knew...
It turned into a woman, or was it like a woman parrot? Like a parrot with long hair?
It was like a...
It turned halfway and then it stopped loading midway
through. Yeah. It was, okay. It was buffering. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so it kind of like stands up, kind of like
one leg and a high heel, the other one a claw?
No, but it was a woman and I knew it, but I didn't know who it was.
Okay.
It had a familiar presence. And then it curled its leg up, became a parrot again, and walked away. And I woke up. This was the Daytona 500 day when I napped on the couch.
Okay.
I don't know. If there's any dream people out there who knows what that means, fucking tell me.
Is there a universal language for what certain things mean for everybody?
I think in dreams, yeah. I think so, right?
I don't know. I've never heard of...
There's like, oh, if you're climbing a mountain in your dream, there's something you're trying to get over.
Yeah, that's a big symbolic thing. Okay, I don't know if a parrot mid-transformation...
But it was a turkey parrot.
A turkey parrot
turns into a woman.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
I think it has something to do with... The parrot is like a little devil. You know how parrots are always on your shoulder? You know? It's the devil shoulder.
I don't know if that's
but it's a woman. I don't know.
Or it could have just been a weird dream.
Yeah, they mean something.
Well, a parrot sits on your shoulder, so it's Lucifer. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just saying it was a dream I had. It was so weird that I had to get up and write it down.
Oh, that okay. I can see that. Okay, wait. Let me see.
Oh, do you have one too?
Well, no. I'm saying if that symbolizes anything in dreams.
Yeah, a parrot turning into a woman dream. Dude, can you imagine if it's like a super common dream? It's like, oh, you're gonna be dead in 3 weeks. Yeah, that'd be great.
Whoa! Wait.
No shit.
There's something.
Whoa.
Okay. You know, I don't know if this is, you know, has merit, but a dream about a bird turning into a woman in photo explained. Okay. Having a vision of seeing or eating bird eggs in a dream.
I didn't do that.
I know. signifies forthcoming unfavorable circumstance or unpleasant incidences appearing in your life. Oh. That's not what it was.
I didn't eat bird eggs.
Hey, Amy. Okay, wait, hold on. I'm trying to find it now. Because you know how he says it in the title? Yeah, you click it, it's a big page. You don't know where the fuck it's at.
Control F.
So, an albatross bird? Seeing an albatross bird.
What the fuck even
was
is
it
that?
An albatross?
It was a parrot.
Wounded bird? Phoenix bird? Way. How do you confirm this? Bird fledglings?
Maybe like find on page woman.
Oh, wait. It didn't have anything for that, though. Okay, what do dreams about parrots mean, then, I guess?
Oh, okay.
The interpretations could be detailed, but they could also be several different things.
That's specific.
Yeah.
So we don't know. That's what that means. It could be detailed. It could be.
But it also depends on your culture, psychology, and upbringing.
Okay, white American...
Okay, I don't think it has a filter where you can fucking, I don't think it has a filter. Which parrot did you see and what race are you? I don't think it matters.
I thought you meant my, it was the parrot's culture. I thought you meant mine.
In Western culture, dreams involving parrots usually symbolize gossip or mirroring.
Mirroring?
What color was the parrot?
I think it was white.
Just white?
So I think it's a cockatoo.
Because blue parrots may translate to sadness, while green parrots reflect your childhood. Were they flying? Was it flying?
No, it was walking. Definitely walking. Well, because it had like the long body of like a turkey.
Flying parrots can be a bad omen. While the parrot whispering in your ear, that is freaky, could be about your worries. That is really creepy.
I do not want a parrot whispering.
I don't. Ew, dude, that's really creepy. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about walking parrots that changed into a woman. Apparently, there's a lot of studies by Sigmund Freud about parrots and stuff.
Interesting. Is he the guy who was also... Oh, never mind. We're not going to get into that. He did some weird shit, I remember.
Oh, well, yeah. Especially in that time.
Yeah.
Anything was pretty much allowed back then. Was there only one parrot?
It was only one. Big. Could have been like 12 parrots in like a big costume. Or like, you know how like in those movies...
Wait, there's only one?
Yeah. Like a lot of animals will like put like a big trench coat on with a hat and go order some hamburgers or something. Could have been like that.
I'm going to look up one more thing.
Fucking horse that, you know, they gave it as a gift, but then the Romans were in it or some shit? What was that called?
Wait, what? Oh, the Trojan horse?
The Trojan horse. That's right. Dude, can you imagine sitting in that fucking horse trying not to laugh, dude? Okay, imagine you and I across from each other.
Yeah, you have the fucking full helmet on. Yeah, and then they take you in and they're just like, okay, we did it.
Shh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God, dude. I think that if you could go back and or like replay a time, I think I'd choose the Trojan horse. That would have been fun.
If you dream of a white parrot, it may symbolize purity and innocence.
Oh,
well, that was definitely wrong. Alternatively, the white parrot may represent your own higher self. The white parrot may also signify that you need to pay attention to your intuition.
Interesting. Wow.
So the half parrot, half woman was telling me to listen to myself.
The answer was me all along.
Yeah, that's fucking something.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I think that was just maybe a weird dream.
Probably. If it meant anything good, it's a weird dream. But if it said that I was a piece of shit, you're like, yep, yep.
That's not true. I would have read it and been like, oh, that's weird.
You gave me a psychopath test and we're like, ah,
and you failed.
Oh, I did not fail. I think I got like a D.
Well, you were deemed a psychopath.
Do you know what the test for a psychopath is? The yawn test. I'm not even kidding, because yawns are contagious. Like if I yawn in front of you, there's like a 9 out of 10 chance you're going to yawn at like right after that. And if someone doesn't, apparently there's
I don't know if that's true.
No, apparently it's a big test.
Really?
Yeah, it's very accurate.
Well, isn't it? Yawning doesn't necessarily mean you're tired. It just means you need more your body needs more oxygen.
But I'm saying the body or your subconscious sees it. And
does it.
And it will yawn. Yeah. Yeah. The Mythbusters even did something on if yawning was contagious, and they said yes.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah.
You know, monkey see, monkey do, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. But
do you think, so if you were in a pickle, and in this pickle, you know, let's just say you find yourself at a female's house, right? Okay. And you go in there. It's going fine. And it's
describe
first time,
going
it's
fine.
It's the first time meeting the parents. I'm like,
oh, meeting the parents.
You're meeting the parents for the first
time. So she lives at home.
No, I'm just saying you're meeting her parents.
You said I was going into a female's house, so okay.
Okay, yeah, her parents' house, whatever. I'm saying, and the parents, and so, okay, let's say you go there. Let's just say it's going, not terribly, as in like they don't like you, but you're just weirded out. It's very odd, mm-hmm. like you're very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So are you a person that, or it could be a friend's thing. You go to a friend's and you're get together of one of your friend's friends. Mm-hmm. Are you a person that's going to leave? Or are you a person that's going to stick it out?
I have been in this situation. You know that. I left. This is years ago.
No, yeah. Okay, yeah. I know about that. But I mean...
I just got up and left.
You say bye?
I said goodbye to her.
Okay.
Well, her parents treat me like shit.
Exactly. And in this situation, I said it's not... They don't think you're terrible. They're not. Oh. They don't not like you. Just them okay. and the whole what's going on or what you guys
doing. The vibe
is super
off.
Fucking weird. It's awkward. You just can't stand it. Are you one of those people that's going to stick it out for the night?
I'm going to stick it out because if they're not now. In my situation that I referenced earlier, they were just mean.
Yeah, I'm saying that's why it's different than that.
Yeah, so this is just like the vibe's off. And I can tell
like maybe they're super weird people and you're like, this is not.
Exactly. Oh, I'm sticking it out because I wanna rope this calf, you know? I'm not talking about the woman. I'm talking about like the challenge here.
And the parents have to like you. People have to like you.
Yeah. For pretty fucking much.
Psychopath.
Yes, exactly. I don't think that's the definition of a psychopath.
No, it's not definition, but I think people having to. Like it's an obsessive thing.
I think it's an obsessive thing. It's more like
you don't think people having to like me is an obsessive thing.
I think it's more like, can I pull this off? That's what it is. It's more like a challenge. It's like, okay, this is interesting. Let's start bringing up some.
By the end of this, can I stroke my ego and feel better about myself? We'll see.
No, I think that I'm trying to. I'm going to start digging deep in the archives for different kind of conversations. And when I see that spark of they're like, I'm like, oh, you know, freaking, you know, hunting or fucking, you know, it's like,
what do you know about hunting?
I don't know shit, but I can talk about
but
it.
But you're going to act like you.
Yeah. I'm just going to fucking bring up a conversation.
Did you ever think that maybe you're just not as charming as you think you are?
I don't think I'm that charming.
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't know. I think I have charm to me because people say I have a flirty personality. I don't think so.
I don't think that means charm necessarily, but
I think it's charm. It's not flirty. I'm just like, hi. You know, and everyone's like, oh, he's flirting with everybody. I'm like, I'm not flirting. Well, you think I have a flirty?
No, I'm like, if you're talking about like in a personality way, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but I'm not flirting. I'm not trying to fuck. You know, like I'm
You don't have to try to fuck to be flirty. That's just naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a little bit of a flirty personality.
Yeah, part of that feminine side, you know, apparently I have.
I don't.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah,
I didn't say you're feminine. I said there's like little things you do that like feminine side. Doesn't mean you're gay.
It's bad.
Doesn't mean no, I didn't say it was bad.
I know I'm not gay.
And now you're free. Now for days, you were just like, oh, apparently I have a feminine
well,
side.
Well, no, it was just, I was.
Have you seen yourself jog through the house? Are you going to tell me you don't have a feminine side?
Jog? I don't jog through the house.
Your little trots?
I might
your kimono
trot.
With the thing open. Are you telling me you don't
what
have
do mean
a little,
the thing open? A kimono a little, doesn't have a tie. You don't tie a kimono.
You're not a little bit. You're not a little bit.
I don't think I'm a little bit feminine. No, I think I'm very masculine.
That's a lie, and you know that's a lie.
Okay, I'm not.
I wouldn't say I'm super masculine.
Yeah, I don't. I like define masculinity. I mean, what am I hunting and fucking? You know, big beard and have a beer belly. No. Do I like nice things sometimes? Yes.
I didn't even say that.
Do I wear a kimono sometimes?
Part of the criteria.
Yes.
Every day?
I don't wear it every day.
Almost.
I haven't worn it all week.
It's Tuesday.
Okay, but I didn't really wear it. I didn't really wear it last week. I wore
it's
it to bed.
Tuesday.
Dude, the thing is, I cannot win in my bed attire. What would you guys like me to wear to bed? My
care.
Shirts I can't wear
I
to bed.
I didn't mention
my fucking
that.
Shit.
I mentioned the kimono.
And then I get gifted a kimono and I wear that to bed. And then it's like, look at
no,
this.
No, it's
feminine.
Just funny. Okay, you know what's funny? You do the same shit to me with certain things.
Like what?
What do you mean? Like make fun of me?
Name one.
Name one time you make fun of me?
About something you wore.
Okay, now it's about something I wore.
Oh, yes.
You know, probably not much because I wore most of the time the same things.
Oh.
Jeans I'm going out, maybe a collar tee.
So you don't ever broaden your horizons. That's interesting.
That is not the way. That is not.
No, okay, I didn't like.
I think I stick to what I know suits me good.
Yeah, I think I've
been alive long enough, Mike. You know, this looks good. This looks bad.
Exactly.
And I've experimented
and I know
with my
that.
Time. Yeah.
And I know that too.
I didn't say anything. Okay, I didn't say anything about that.
I know.
I was just talking about the feminine stuff, and now we're here.
Well, no, I'm saying
now we're here.
Well, there was reasons for the feminine stuff.
But I will say, I have made fun of a few things you wore,
and that's okay. And that's fine. Oh, he's got something on it.
No,
phone.
I'm just saying. Okay, if I feel like, but. Most of the time, that's our love language is roasting each other,
course,
giving each other
of course.
Shit. And that's part of it. So you can't step out now.
No,
I'm
just
saying.
When
the going gets tough.
I think that I tend to push some, like you said, you wear the same. So sometimes I'll try something new. And that's when I get roasted. When I tried the cream colored outfit.
That was funny.
Yes, it is funny. But I'm saying like, I will push that boundary a little bit. And then you're just sitting there waiting.
No, but that's not true. But when someone gives you shit, you instantly drop it. You're like, I'm done.
Yeah, because
you don't
then,
stick it out.
I stuck out the kimono and I got shit for
Yeah, but you're at the house. It's different. You were going to go out in that.
I was not going to go out in the kimono.
No, in the cream outfit.
I was going to go out. I was feeling myself.
There was nothing.
Like, it was just, like a waiter from the 50s.
No, it was just, it was, if the shoes weren't, it could have worked. It was just because the whole thing was cream.
Yeah, you know, I think it matched. I definitely matched it very well. I don't know. I think that with...
I'm a pioneer. I push boundaries.
No, I'm saying, okay, no. It's
I respect it. I respect it.
Thank you.
I respect it.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. What I'm saying is, like you said, you wear a lot of the same things because you know what you're comfortable in. Sometimes, and I'm very comfortable in my stuff. Sometimes I get a little wild hair and I'm like, I'll try something.
Yeah, I get that. I get that feeling. Yeah.
And when I try that thing, guess who's waiting?
That's not, okay.
Guess who's waiting at the starting line?
But if you're going to say, it's literally a fraction of the time. Most of the time I say, hey, you look good.
Yeah,
almost every time.
Of course. But I do appreciate your honesty though.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Because apparently it looked like shit, and I'm glad you told me, so I took it off.
I didn't say it looked like shit. It just looked funny.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to go out looking funny. I don't want to go out looking like a clown.
Well, no, you just look like a... Like,
if you surround yourself with clowns, don't be surprised when your life's a fucking circus.
That's very true, man.
Very true.
It's very true.
No, I mean, I do appreciate the honesty. It's good.
Yeah.
I think it's good that you and I can do that. And you can't do that to... Your significant other.
No.
I'm just saying in general, not yours specifically, but in general.
Only sometimes.
Only sometimes. But it is interesting, like, when your significant other, like, your woman asks, like, does this look good? At some point, you know, you always was like a white lie, like, actually, you know, I think it would look better with that or something. But it's like, if you ask my opinion, wouldn't you want my actual opinion?
That's what I would think. You look bad. What I would think.
Like, but that's not what they want.
No, that's not what they want.
They want you to validate that they look fine. But it's like, oh, but actually, I think that. They're like, what? So this doesn't look good? I'm like, that's not what I'm saying. It's like, if you ask my opinion, then...
Yeah, it's like, do you not want the honest answer? Like for example, like if I, like especially like with girls and guys, I think it's different. Like when the guys ask, they want the real answer. It's like, if I look like shit, tell me I look like shit.
Exactly. But
the girl's like, you have to modify it a little bit.
Exactly.
You have to change the delivery a little bit.
Exactly. No, because I ask Alex all the time before we go out because she's the only woman in the house. I'll be like, hey, how about this? She's like, actually, that doesn't go with those pants. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah,
and she's like, actually do blue jeans or go with the gray pants.
Yeah.
With that shirt.
Yeah. I can't.
Thank you. No offense fucking taken.
I can't do that.
That's all I wanted. I'm asking your opinion because I'm like, you're a girl. You know this shit. Does this look good? And she's like, actually change. I'm
like, that's why, like, have you ever had like friends that were girls like growing up and maybe you were somewhat close and they would, it's worse. It's worse when it's not about clothing and it's about their actual physical appearance. And you have to very much tread lightly. And I'm like, oh, yeah,
it's
I don't know.
I mean,
especially like that, like if it, like the overweight question, that's like that was a big one.
Yeah.
Like, how do you edge stuff around that? It's like,
well, I can actually understand that.
I think your body looks good on its own merit.
Yeah. No, of course. But also I get that because, you know, I gained a little weight last year, a little bit. I was getting a little chubby around the cheeks and my hips were a little big and I got commented on that. I didn't like it.
No, they weren't, bro.
But it was an eye opener, and it was like, "Thank you for telling me." Now I'm going to starve myself. I'm kidding, but
I think that's probably the worst question. I think my most feared thing being asked is like a girl I know very well has my opinion, be like, "Oh, do you think I'm like overweight?" I'm like, "Oh,
I've never been asked that by a woman."
I've been asked a couple times in my life.
Do you think I'm overweight?
Yeah,
by a woman, she's asked you that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're going to say no.
Yeah, but like,
what is overweight anyways? It's okay.
I don't care if someone's overweight, but I'm saying that's like my worst fear being asked is because not that it happens a lot, but I'm saying I have been asked and I'm like, are you asking me this because you think that and you want me to confirm it or you want me to lie to you? I don't know which one and I can't let you know that I don't know which one. Like, I don't know. I just hate, I think that's a terrible, I think questions like that are a little bit of a conversation hostage thing because it's like, hey, why do you hate yourself but you're dragging me into it?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with it.
And there's nothing wrong with it at all. There's nothing wrong with it at all. I just don't want to be like, don't.
Yeah. Don't fucking like throw me in the fire.
Like if you're a little overweight, then it's cool. We're overweight right now. What are we tripping for?
Yeah. I'm not in shape. Fuck. I've been out of shape longer than I've been in shape. Like fucking. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous, dude. I'm not dealing with these questions. Like I don't like, what I don't like is the questions that, oh, this is it. I don't like when it's a lose-lose. I hate those questions. And now I'm at the point where I can detect it and I don't even, I just step out of it. I'm like, that's a lose-lose question. No. Because then it's like, so do you this or do you this? I'm like, both of those are bad answers. Like, I'm not answering that. Like, why are you asking that? Like, tell me.
Yeah, help it's me, like it's you. Like a trap question.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Trap question for a trap queen. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's scary. Oh,
trap queen, man.
Dude, that was the song of 2016.
Dude, Fetty Wap had the world in his hand for like a year or two.
Dude, RGF Island. I remember when you first showed me that song. I had it on repeat.
Dude, RGF Island, dude.
Oh, again? That always brings back.
Again? Dude, the guy had so many hits. Hit after hit. He couldn't be stopped.
No.
I'm not kidding. This guy was like Drake level for like
a
year.
Dude, fucking wind him up, watch him go. And he wasn't stopping, dude.
Yeah.
It was nuts. Oh, we're at 40.
Shit, all right.
Usually you do. Or.
Oh, well, I was going to actually ask you one more question if that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, I got to pull this up really quick. I was going to ask you something. Hold on. Fuck. Wait, which one is it? Hold on. Okay, wait. Hold on. I'm still trying to find it.
Oh.
I lost it apparently. So.
Oh, there is no question. Well, the only question we do have is, are you a Patreon? Patreon.com/ATLT for episodes early-ish exclusive content. Make sure you check out the State Champ podcast, releasing episodes every Tuesday at 5 a.m., except for last Tuesday because Spencer was severely hungover, which seems to be happening more and more. make sure you check out ATLTstore.com. We still have some of our emblem hoodies that just came out with for June. June 17th, my birthday, we will be at Beyond Wonderland.
We will be at the famous, world-renowned...
Yes.
Gorge Amphitheater.
The Gorge.
And guess what, folks? This is hot off the press. We're telling you here first. I don't know where the fuck else we're going to tell you. we will be... Okay. Relax. Okay, take it down now. Myself and James...
Settle down.
We will be interviewing a lot of people on drugs... Partying, okay. We're gonna do some tweaker fishing. You'll figure out what that is like.
Of course,
it's gonna be a fun time. And what a better environment to go interview people when there's thousands and thousands of people tripping dick. And we're gonna just interview a bunch of people. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be great.
Exactly.
A lot of great footage. I already tell you now. There's gonna be a lot of great footage.
It's gonna be great.
Be ready for that. It's June 17th and 18th.
There is one day a year that I go nuts. So do not interview me on the 17th. But on the 18th...
I will be interviewing people.
Good. But yes, we will be at Beyond Wonderland. Myself, my boy Z, his girl Alex, and a couple of our friends.
What we should do is... Obviously, it's we have a little bit of time before June.
We do.
But before we go, we should... Now that people like want to tell when we are going, we should have like a little questionnaire. Like have everyone ask questions that we're going to ask people who are tripping dick.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like you could submit questions of what would be funny to ask someone who's just fucking
just some fucked up shit while they're on a psychedelic experience. Are you happy with yourself?
Well, your parents are divorced. Do you feel like that was your fault?
But yeah, we will be at Beyond Wonderland June 17th and 18th. Come check us out. We'll have our own booth there, the ATLT booth. It'll be to the right of the stage. You can come say hi. A whole meet and greet. We'll be signing cards and everything. No, we'll be in the back camping spot.
No, we'll be in a camping spot with the ATLT flag. That's what we'll be.
We are bringing the flag.
That's why, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Well, you need a totem to find your friends, and the ATLT flags are a totem.
God. Good exposure.
We could try to get one with the beer mug on it instead.
Oh, the emblem? That would be good.
That'd probably be better.
Yeah, I don't think we have to try. We just have to order it. It'd be good. We can try if we can find a flag.
I meant like it's not at the top of my priority list right now because we have so much time. All right, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week. And see ya.
Rowdy up in here.